Welcome to today's deep dive. So to start us off, I want you to just imagine trying to build a massive suspension bridge out of cling wrap.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that sounds like an absolute nightmare.
Right. But that is basically the exact structural engineering nightmare that the team faced when designing Doja Cat's outfit for the Mkin Cosmetics event at the Champs-Élysées Sephora.
Oh, I loved that look. It's this perfect moment where avant-garde fashion just crashes right into structural engineering.
Exactly. I mean, visually, she just fully embraced this hyper-glam, doll-like aesthetic. It was this sheer cream-toned latex micro-mini dress by Coco Latex.
And the details on it were just wild.
Totally wild. You've got the flirty ruffled hems, a matching balconette bra underneath, and hand-applied polka dots.
Not to mention the spiked necklines and the faux nipple piercing.
Yeah, all paired to those bright aqua stockings. But okay, let's unpack this. Looking at the sheer, almost film-like quality of the latex, how is a massive, structured outfit like that even holding itself up without just collapsing?
Well, that was the biggest hurdle for a Coco Latex founder, Andres Vasquez. He was working with designs by Manolo House, and the silhouette demanded these oversized puff sleeves.
Right, the ones that transition directly into the integrated fingerless gloves.
Yeah, seamlessly into the gloves. But the problem is that latex, even when it's sheer, is incredibly heavy when you layer it to create volume.
Which means if they used traditional corset boning to support it.
You just see the metal skeleton right through the transparent material.
Right, it would ruin the entire illusion.
Completely. So they found a totally unconventional workaround. To preserve the sheer sculptural volume, they actually made the sleeves inflatable.
Wait, inflatable latex sleeves.
Yeah, literally pumped with air.
I mean, how does that not risk looking like a cheap pool floaty instead of high fashion?
You'd think it would, right? But you avoid the pool floaty effect through immaculate detailing. They used the air for that weightless volume, but grounded it with highly precise additions.
Like what kind of additions?
Like O-ring pasties bonded directly to the dress, and these tiny, delicate bows at the edges of the gloves. It creates a completely flawless, cohesive finish.
Oh, wow, that's incredibly clever.
It really is. And honestly, there's a great takeaway for you here. When you face a roadblock in your own projects, look at how this team just abandoned traditional tools like wire boning for a completely unconventional element.
Right, they just used empty air to find the perfect solution. And honestly, swapping rigid structure for air actually explains a lot about the timeline, too.
Oh, the timeline elevates this to an absolute miracle.
Because they only had 10 days, right? From the initial patterns and toils to the final production.
Just 10 days, which for a custom, structurally complex latex garment is almost unheard of.
And wait, here's where it gets really interesting. Didn't they manufacture two complete looks?
They did. They needed a backup for the creative team to choose from, just in case.
That is insane. That's like drafting blueprints, laying the foundation, and building a house in a week and a half, and building a spare backup house just in case.
Exactly. But by utilizing pneumatics instead of sewing complex, rigid understructures, they could iterate so much faster.
Oh, I get it. So prototyping is easier.
All right. Cutting test garments to check the shape just becomes a matter of adjusting the air volume and sealing the seams.
Instead of bending and rebending wireframes all day to get the proportions right.
Exactly. But it still requires perfect execution. I mean, sealing those seams flawlessly under immense time pressure so the dress doesn't literally deflate on the red carpet is huge.
Definitely.
It just highlights the immense dedication of that entire team, including the styling by Brett Allen Nelson and the millinery by Maison Vivus Carrion. One bad seam, one miscommunication, and the whole concept literally falls flat.
It really is a phenomenal achievement for the creative team. We started off by talking about the impossibility of building a suspension bridge out of cling wrap, but look at what they pulled off with just a visionary idea and pressurized air.
It's pretty inspiring.
It really is.
Yeah.
And it leaves you with a really fascinating thought to chew on. If avant-garde designers are now successfully using air to solve complex structural clothing problems, how long until everyday consumer fashion relies on hidden pneumatics for a customizable on-demand fit instead of traditional fabric tailoring?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Right. Just imagine pressing a hidden button inside the cuff of your jacket to instantly inflate the perfect silhouette. Just something for you to think about the next time you put on a standard gravity-bound coat.